Good afternoon, sir. Before we get started, what is your name?
Jesus Vecino Morado.
Okay, his name is Jesus. The Honorable Mr. Michael Joseph will conduct your hearing, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. Thank you. How are you doing?
We're doing good, sir. Sir, would you just state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
24-24-11.
And your full name again, sir?
Jesus Vecino Morado.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your hearing lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby, sir. I believe you can see Mr. Westby on the screen now. Mr. Bosano, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification letter that informed you and advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I did sign a form,
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf. It also stated that you had the right to hire an attorney, a licensed attorney, at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or are you representing yourself?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I'll say the truth.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out at phase one. So you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Or you can also take the fifth. I see there is a DR number attached to your warrant, sir, so you can either state it's true, false, or you can take the fifth, okay?
All right.
The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 30, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated November 19th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So your second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate in, and complete substance abuse counseling at VBRE RCBM program on or about November 5th, 2018, as directed verbally and in writing by your PO on November 1st, 2018. So is that true or false?
That's true. Excuse me, sir, I don't want to interrupt you, but the day they violated me, they never told me that, okay, it could be that they proved those violations right there. Well, that's what they did, but what I'm saying that they violated me for being without my clothes on a private property. They never told me they were going to violate me for their UA or for not participating on a substance abuse program.
Okay, right.
That's what my PO told me that, you know, they're violating you for not having your clothes on, my shirt and my pants on, which it wasn't true. Well, we haven't been to that part yet, but
okay.
He told me I wasn't going to be violated for 30UA and for your other team.
Okay, so I don't know what they told you. I can only go by then. The parole officer, Mr. Westby,
he's... So what are we going to do on that?
Well, sir,
you want to reinstate me on parole on the allegations which he told me I was going to get violated. But these two allegations you're telling me, it's true. It's true, but he never told me I was going to be violated for that. What I'm saying, it could be look bad for me too, no? I did those things.
Okay. Well, let me go with this third violation that you have on your warrant, sirs. Your third violation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your act of public sexual indecency on or about October 6, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth?
That's false, Mr.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, sir, since you say allegation number three is false, I'm going to go to the parole officer to get some additional information on allegation number three, okay? Mr. Westby.
According to the Phoenix Police Department incident report 2018-00001969689, written by Officer Dyker, batch number 08693, on November 6, 2018, at approximate time of 0720 hours, offender Brasino Jesus, ADC number 242411, was seen by Maria Montoya, property manager of Highland Apartments, located at 2535 West Highland Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85017, walking around the apartment complex fully nude and masturbating. Maria Montoya told Jesus Pacino to leave the property, but he refused to leave and sat under the stairway by the catwalk until police arrived. Jesus appeared to be acting erratic and on drugs. Jesus Pacino was contacted on Monday the day before and advised he was trespassing and not to return to the property. Jesus Pacino, ADC number 242411, does not live at the property and does not know anyone who lives in the complex. Maria Montoya advised she desires prosecution and will testify. Follow-up, on November 8, 2018, offender reported to Southbound Parole Office, 81 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, at which time he was taken back in ADC custody and transported to ASPC Phoenix.
So what's not true about that, Mr. Borsino?
Well, first of all, she never told me to leave the property. And second of all, I had my clothes on, so what I had on, it was just my shirt. My shirt, and she also said that she had taken a picture. Well, that's because the officer told me, hey, she said she had a picture of you naked. And the officer told me, you know, the only picture she's showing me is just you without a shirt. I don't know if that's in the report. Well, he just read the report. I guess it's not there, but that's false, sir. I had my shoes and my shorts on. I only had my shirt off. That was it. You know, and that's true.
Okay.
I had my shoes, shorts, and just my shirt off.
All right, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion so I can move this to phase two. And I'm not sure what the your parole officer told you at the time that you were violated, but based on the information and based on the admission of Mr. Brasino, I'm going to move that allegations number one and two based on his admission, then based on the information received from in the warrant and from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, for allegation number three. I am going to say that on all three of the violations that Mr. Brasino did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Rod, we'll make it for the motion here. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, in the warrant, and then give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On September 21st, 2018, Mr. Brasino was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 8th, 2018 by ABC staff, no new charges. He was back in U.S. custody November 8th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of January 10th, 2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, March 28th, 2018, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2009, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2009, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2013, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2015, aggravated domestic violence, 1.5 years. 2016, aggravated domestic violence, 1.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. SDG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Southside Phoenix Quarrels criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2013, TIS release absconder, 2 days. Reached CSCD prior to seeing the BOEC. 2016, TIS release to detainer, completed 1 month. 2017, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with disorderly conduct and violence noted. Under arrest, he's got four arrests between 2008 and 2017. However, charges were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is G6B6.
Okay, Mr. Bersal, I see that you will be released on January 10th of 2019. So that's only, what, 13, 14
weeks?
Yes. So, and it's certainly up to you as if you want to go ahead and continue this hearing or if you just want to kill your time. But even if the board was to release you, sir, you probably wouldn't get out prior to this date. So you want us to go ahead and continue your hearing or you want to kill your time, sir?
If I don't have a chance, sir, I don't know what he has when they decide on my case, but if I don't have a chance to get out before January 10th, I'll just kill my number. But if I do have a chance, I would like to, either if I get out 3 days early or 5 days early, I still would like to go out.
Okay, so the chances are kind of slim because of the process that you would get out before the 10th, but I can't say for sure that you wouldn't be able to, so I'm going to go ahead and continue what you're hearing, okay?
Okay, sir.
Okay, so according to the information that we have, that you were, when you were released on September 17th, you approved to reside at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street. Then it looks like on October 21st, you were approved to reside with Jesus Sanchez, your father, at 143 South Doran Street, apartment number 104 in Mesa. Then it looks like on October 2nd, 2018, you were reported to the office and stated that you and your father were involved in a verbal argument. Then you were approved to temporarily reside with Juan Galato, your uncle, at 14832 North 35th Place in Phoenix. Then it looks like on November 1st, you were approved to reside at Vivray Recovery at 2501 West Elm Street. Is that the last place you were staying at? Was that Vivray, sir?
That was the last place, which that was what happened, that my last violation.
Okay.
The next day I got kicked out of Vivray, but when I went to show to my PO, I'm just trying to say this because if I don't get released, I would like to have an address already approved, which my PO, before I got arrested, he had approved me already for going back to my dad's residence, the 143 South Durant Street.
Okay.
They arrested me just before they were letting me go out of the office. Who violated me wasn't my parole. Who violated me was his supervisor.
Okay. So it says when you were staying at Vivray, sir, that they came into your room, number 20, to do the first search and ask you to get out of your bed and empty your pockets. They say that you reached under your bed and grabbed a blue folded aluminum foil containing a gray color substance. And then they asked you to give it to them and you refused to give it to them and you packed your stuff up and left. So what did you have in the foil, sir?
That's true, sir, which I had crystal methamphetamine. And they just told me if I don't want to give it back to them, I had to leave, so I left.
Okay, so
I had crystal meth.
So were you high on crystal meth at the time that
yes,
this incident
yes,
occurred?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm talking about the one where the lady said that you were walking around the apartment complex nude. Well, you got the indecent exposure. Were you on crystal meth when they called the police on the indecent exposure?
I was.
So it was the next day after you left Vive that this incident occurred?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
I didn't really smoke. That was the last day I smoked, the day I got kicked out of Vive, but I just left that whole day. So the next day in the morning, that's when the accident happened.
Okay. So were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, sir. No, I wasn't working.
Okay. According to your program, looks like on November 1st, you were referred to Vive for substance abuse program, and then on November 5th, you were found in possession of drugs on the side of your room. You refused the directors of Vive, which we just talked about, the drugs. You were escorted off the property for drugs on site. You failed to complete that program. It looks like on September 5th, you were referred to treatment at TASC for random drug testing, and was initially assigned the color, the TASC pen, 2411. You had one UA, which was on October 12th of 2018, which was negative. And it says on sanctions that September 24th, you were stopped by your PO for self-admitting to using meth and marijuana. Then on September 20th, you were reserved.
So on September 20th, I was in prison. I got out September 21st, that was my release day out of prison. So that day, that September 15th, when you started, September 20th, I was in prison those times.
Well, it says on September 20th, the last night in the institution, you were directed to report any new drug or alcohol use. And then it says on October 30th, you were staffed and you self-admitted last using meth and marijuana on October 29th.
Yes.
So you continued to use drugs while you were out, so why is that?
I like using drugs, sir.
Well, that's an honest answer. I can't get it no honest answer from that, sir. So do you want to get off drugs? How come you didn't try to complete the drug treatment program?
It's just things that, you know, I haven't learned about. I'm learning about what to do in life now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a family guy. But I just can't. At that time, I just decided to use drugs, sir. I decided to use drugs, and
so when's the last time you used drugs, sir?
The day I got kicked out of Bieber.
Have you used any drugs since you've been back in prison?
No, sir.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board. So we've already come up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
No, sir. Thank you for everything. I'll be waiting for you guys to answer.
Okay, so we're going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain online so you can hear the discussion taking place. And then we'll get back with you with the decision of the board, okay? The board's now going into a discussion. Mr. Bersino, he got out and he just continued to use drugs, and looks like his PO was working with him and to get him on some programs. He didn't complete it and continued to use drugs. And obviously he has a drug problem and has to do something about it. Because the drug keeps getting him in trouble. He has a long history of arrest and incarceration. He has to make a decision at some point in time if he wants to get off the drugs and really turn his life around and do something about it. He has a release date of January 10th of this year. That's about 15 days from now, but he'll be out at at the time that he's out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. I would hope that he would just take this time, these 15 days that he has left, work with the CO3, and work on getting into a program so that when he gets out, he'll be able to go into a drug treatment program, get himself together, and not be on any community support or have to have any negative contacts with law enforcement. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, then seeing no comments from the colleagues, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Grisano. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was about to lapse into criminal activity, or he had lapsed into criminal activity.
Second.
Number three.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Renhouse, and Mr. Cabanas, Mr. Moore, Dr. Riley. Okay, Mr. Grisano, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on January 10th of 2019, which is about 15 days from now, sir. So try to work with your CO3, see if there's a program you can get into when you're released. You won't be on any parole or community supervision, but see if there's a drug rehab program you can go into, sir, and get yourself together. So perhaps you won't be doing drugs, you'll be a positive citizen, and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement again, okay? I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Please put the CO3 back on the line. Just set the phone down, but don't hang it up, sir.
Well, all right, Ron. Do you guys want to touch my CO3?
Yes, sir.
Okay.